Welcome to another episode of Private Education Podcast. I will apologise now for my voice. I talked for 8 solid hours yesterday, which is too much for any one person. And so it's a bit dodgy and I'm going to have to take a lot of drinks. So yeah, sorry in advance for that. I'm very blessed among women today. I've got two beautiful guests sitting around me. Two lesbos. Am I allowed? I don't know. I'm going to find out.
We'll let you arrive.
Cassie Stokes, TV presenter extraordinaire and all-round legend.
I was going to say all-round gay. Yeah.
Well, sure.
All-round
that
legend works.
Yeah. And Madison Colley, who is social media famous.
Yeah, sure.
Really social media famous.
And Cassie.
You are. I think you're like equally famous. So you can't have that fight. I wanted to, when we were chatting just before we started recording, I wanted to point out Madison's age because I think it's part of what we're doing here. We're coming at lesbians from two different age brackets.
So, yes, that's why I was like, you have to get Madison Colley involved because she knows everything.
I'm a baby dyke.
She's a baby dyke.
Okay. On the come up.
You're 18.
I'm 18.
Am I a grandma dyke?
Whatever.
Yeah. She didn't want to say yes, but I think
I think
her eyes said yes.
I've totally qualified for that. Amazing.
So if you are a regular listener to the podcast, you will have heard James Kavanagh's episode, which was, I think, like 5 or 6 weeks ago at this stage. And essentially what that was I wanted to ask him stupid questions that straight people might ask him and kind of get the perspective of a gay man living his life, because that is a completely different experience from my life. And I want to, you know, make sure everyone has their perspective represented. So as a straight woman, I have no clue what goes on in the world of gay girls. And so that's why.
Yeah, I'm only coming to terms with it. Madison knows everything. Cassie's
about to learn.
I'm so just here for the lesson. I was bring Madison along just so I can learn a few things.
So this is educational for Cassie as well as for anyone listening. So I'll just start off maybe. And like, if you want to both give me a bit of background about maybe like kind of when you came out, when you knew yourself that you were gay, all that kind of stuff. Do you want to go first, Madison?
Sure. Now, okay. So I came out like publicly. I just tweeted like it was, I didn't really think of it at the time. And I hadn't like told my sister either. But I told, well, you see, my dad like started seeing me wearing Doc Martens and I think that was a teller. So like that was that kind of just, yes. And then like my mom, like it just went, you know, it flew past her head because at the time I said that I was bi when I was 16. But it's because I was only ever with a boy when I was 14.
Okay.
I haven't had sex with a boy though, I promise.
I was just about to say.
Get out.
Amazing. Great. Good for you.
The gold star lesbian is someone.
I'm putting it in my bio after this.
Just to clarify though, for people who definitely don't know what that means.
Right.
That is a lesbian who's never had sex with a man.
Yes.
Just to clarify. I'm going to note that.
Yeah, and they're hard to find.
Are they?
Yeah. Well, it's not like you go searching.
I'm right here.
You don't put an ad in the paper.
Hello? Loads of them, especially not my age.
Right.
Because they had to pretend for a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Totes. So, my parents like knew that I had been with the boys, so like I was just like, oh, I must like boys already. But like even when you're 14, like you don't even, do you like the person that you're with? Because I didn't really like him. Like I didn't, like I just thought, I was like, this is what the other girls are doing.
Yeah, so
like
I've got to do this.
School, that's right. Yeah, so was with him, didn't last long obviously. And then I started watching Orange Is the New Black, and one thing led to another. But like, I'd always kiss girls on night out, but like, they were the ones that were like instigating it because, like, just like straight girls though, like kisses,
yeah, but I think we all kind of then, did that.
Right, but like then I was like, why am I enjoying it?
Oh. Did we not? I feel like a lot of my we did do
loads
that.
Loads now.
Loads. Yeah.
No. But I'm like, you can actually like kiss me now because I'm gay. So, and because girls kiss me now, but they're with like boys. And I'm like, you may as well. I have a willy under here. You don't like, I may as well be a boy. Like,
I know just, what you mean.
Yeah, but like treat me like a boy then because I'm gay. Yeah, so like I'm into it when you're kissing me. So do you mind? Period. Anyway, so I just said, well, my mom, like after a while, they were like, my mom actually, when I first said it, she thought like, because bi was in or yeah. whatever. So, and it's you know, and moment. Everyone now is like bi and blah, blah, blah. But like, it's just because people are out now. Like, people were gay before. Mm-hmm. They were just afraid to come out. So.
So you think that the spike in bisexuals was actually just gay people who were afraid to fully commit to the gay title, maybe?
I don't know. There are bi people.
The massive amount of guy people. Yeah. Right. Like,
well, I came out as bi first.
You did.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say that it's a so stepping stone because there is.
No, of course. For
me,
yeah, there's, yeah,
for me it was a stepping stone. I was like, right. Like, how am I going to kind of say this to my mum? I'm going to have to ease this in. I was like, no. And she was like, well, okay, but would you be with men as well? And I was like, yeah, because I'm bi.
Yeah. But when I was younger, the term like lesbian was so severe to me because I just thought of Ellen DeGeneres. So like when I heard it, I was like, I'm scared. Like a lesbian. Yeah, I didn't know. Like, is that right?
Okay.
So then I was like, no, I'm bi. But like in saying that, I would never, ever think about boys. Ever. Never kissed them. Never have sex. Like, so I was only kissing girls. And then I was like, I should probably just... come out. I never actually came out again and was like, hi, I'm like lesbian or whatever, but like everyone knows. I was actually meant to do a video today in it, but
here we are.
We're here. Here it is. Hi.
I'm sorry to Madison's viewing public that she's here instead. And Cathy, tell me about a bit about your experience.
I was not like Madison. I wasn't lucky enough, I guess. Whereas I was just like, you know, kind of, I didn't realize I was gay until I was in my 20s.
Okay.
So, like, but now I look back and I'm like, yeah,
of course,
so obvious.
You were big gay. You were definitely gay. It's just that I guess I had fake tan and hair extensions. So
really,
it was.
Were you a hon?
Well, I actually still have fake tan and hair extensions right now.
It comes with the territory of your job. It's fine.
So then I moved to Toronto and then kind of an opportunity came up. And I was never obviously against it. Do you know what I mean? I was never like, oh no.
Gays?
Yeah, exactly. Like, right. Do you know, but I would never be like, obviously I wasn't against gays, but I would never be like, ew, kissing a girl. Do you know? Whereas I know like that some people would be like, oh no, I'd never be into that. Of course I was never against gays. I was never against myself.
That would be an awkward position to be in.
Be a little bit, exactly. I love it, but I don't believe
it. But I don't think you should be doing it. I don't approve.
So then I went to Toronto and...
Let loose,
went wild, I guess. Okay, no, I didn't. And then got in a relationship pretty soon after, so I actually wasn't...
Lesbians move fast.
Very, very fast.
I'm scared.
Okay, yeah. Madison's terrified, but speaking of which, so you know this whole thing of, there are so many, because I was researching and I came across lots and lots and lots of lesbian stereotypes and myths. And one of them, as you just mentioned, is that they move fast. I think in the States they refer to it as like the U-Haul thing. Yeah, the U-Haul lesbian. So they arrive at the first date with all of their belongings and they're like, let me live with you.
It's so true. And it's so true. I moved in after 3 months.6 months. But 6 months is even too soon. But I'm pretty sure it was probably like a week after. It was probably the night we met. I was like, okay, well, I'm basically going to be staying here now.
I know. It's so different because I feel like it's, since it's two girls, there's like a friend, like it's a friendship as well. Mm-hmm. Like in a, well, not that. Oh my God, am I being heterophobic?
No.
I love straights. I'm sorry.
No. I'm like in such a funny position that I'm not usually in. I'm like, is that heterophobic? Heterophobic.
Gays move fast.
Okay. Is that in your experience as
well? Yeah. Like, when I...
tell me you haven't moved in with anyone.
No, I haven't. Housing crisis. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can I live? No, but like my first... I've had so many. I can't get up. My first girlfriend, though, we did like kiss at EP.
Okay.
And then that was that.
We moved into her tent.
That was it. No, and then like we were together.
We've been living out there ever since.
We still live in Strath Valley.
Yeah, I had to get five trains to get into town to get the podcast. Okay, so there's that. There's that myth.
It's definitely true.
So there's a seed of truth in that one.
I think it's not very true. Okay. Yeah, no, okay. If there's any
I think it's a full tree.
I'm hoping to find someone and be in there within a week.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
There's no rush because you know it's going to be so quick anyway, right?
as soon as you find them, that's it.
Okay, and what about the, like, there are literally so many. So are there any that you guys come across that you think, oh my God, I wish people wouldn't think that about us?
That we scissor.
Okay. Tell me more.
Well, like, lesbian sex on porn is so scary.
Okay.
Like, where are you even hitting off when he starts laughing? Like, please. Like, use your hands. It's scary.
Okay, so that's not.
That, well, I don't know.
For you, you don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, but no. Ew. Gross.
Okay. So no to scissoring for you. Okay.
Well, I've never experienced it. Like, I don't know, if my other half wanted to, I'd be like, sure, but we'd just be clapping off each other.
The sound effects are really fantastic.
There. Yeah, so sorry.
Cassie,
I can't breathe. This is why you get Madison involved. Yeah, that's a huge stereotype. And I know some people who have. Right. Most people don't.
Okay, right. So in porn, that is it's not. It's
well,
not
that's just for accurate. Straight men to watch.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So do you think then a lot of lesbian porn is built for straight men rather than for gay women?
Well, I'm sure they're enjoying themselves. The women.
No, but as in the viewers. Yeah.
Well, I'd definitely watch that if I was watching. I wouldn't be watching straight.
Probably not.
But when I do watch straight, though, I am only looking at the woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, same.
You better clear
same
that
here.
Up that's, in case your followers.
Yeah. That's, I promise.
That's something that I do too.
But apparently, my straight friends say that when they watch porn, they would actually
watch
lesbian porn.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, 100%.
Because it's just
time.
Two girls. Yeah.
Yeah, and because it's easier actually to place yourself. Because what you want to do with porn is you want to place yourself in the scenario. And well, I mean, I don't know. Do you?
I do.
So I try to find porn that like I can visualize myself in that position, and a lot of the time. There's more of a chance of you finding yourself when there's two girls instead of one girl. So the odds are just,
yeah, exactly. You know. Okay, I get it. But when there's scissoring, not so much.
Okay.
That's definitely something. And yeah, I think that's one thing that like a lot of people think.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're like,
eh. And what about then? So like we were chatting earlier and you said that people think that you don't have sex.
This is another
right.
one.
What is that about? That is something that confuses me.
You know what? At the beginning, I didn't think.
Really?
I thought it.
Yeah, but you see, if I'm saying that, like, because my friends, I don't know, like, if it's like, oh, am I going to die a virgin then? Because, like, I'm not having sex with a guy anytime soon. But, like, I have, like, I would still, if I am having with a girl, then I would say that is sex. What is it?
Yeah. It is.
For me,
some of the best sex I've ever had didn't involve a dick. Like, it was in the room, but it wasn't anywhere near me.
It was there, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And so for me, like, sex and penetration do not equal each other. And so I don't, yeah, that
for people
that
who
one
think
confuses
it's not,
me.
Like, just open up your imagination.
Yeah.
If you
think you're having sex, you are having sex.
Right.
I'm going to say.
We're naked.
And even if we're not, there's things happening and, you know.
Something's going on.
Absolutely.
You're touching me there. Yeah, that's true.
I'm smiling, we're all happy. Yeah. There's two of us.
I don't know.
There's no scissors.
Do you just, I'm like, picturing Cassie just smiling.
Yeah, I'm just like, this is great. This is brilliant. They're really having fun. Okay, gotta go.
That's
one thing. Yeah, that is definitely.
Does that annoy you when you hear that?
But like,
are you just like, oh, whatever?
Yeah, I'm just kind of.
We
like,
know what we're doing.
You know what? Because I did think that at the beginning, I was like, yeah, I guess it is. We're not technically having sex. So when I was like, had just started, I was like, yeah, well, I guess it isn't really until I had conversations with loads of people, and then I was like, it is sex. It fucking is. Oops, can I say fucking?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You can say it three times if you want.
Okay. Better not. I'll save one for a bit. I was like,
no, it's fine. Cursing is loud. Look, we've actually talked about like,
yeah, I'm like actually,
the,
yeah,
the benefits and the negatives of penetrative sex. Fucking is fine.
Yes. Great. That's true. And it technically is.
Yes.
Fucking.
Literally. So yeah, those are the kind of stereotypes and myths. There's so many. Mm. Are there any that, so apart from the U-Haul one and obviously the you aren't actually having sex one, is there any that like, you know, you come across kind of and you're just like, well, you know, I can see how that might be the case for some people, but not for me. Like, is there any kind of nuanced one that's not so black and white? What about the fingernail one? I asked you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, if I see someone and they're like in the LGBT and they have acrylics on, my ex used to always wear acrylics. She's just a bottom.
Okay.
Okay. See, yeah, I've learned that. Okay.
It's all short nails.
Yeah. So just, I would always have short nails. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So just to
tops.
Just again to clarify.
Is that what we are?
Cassie.
Oh my God, we're top.
She's getting top.
She has no acrylics on. So
I told you, I'm going to learn so much.
So yeah, just for anyone listening who doesn't know the terminology, top.
Would be, I guess, the man, yeah, the one that's on top.
In charge.
The one that's in charge. The dominant one.
The one that requires short fingernails.
Yes.
And if you have acrylics on.
Acrylics, yeah.
The likelihood is you're not putting them anywhere.
Right.
Okay.
And, well,
if you do, it just.
It's. You'd be.
Could be
it's,
shut.
It's careful.
Yeah. She's in there. Okay. She's definitely in there.
It's just a little more risky.
Right.
This is amazing.
And so, okay. So, just to swerve back to when you guys came out and stuff, do you now, or did you, when you came out, feel like you were welcomed into the gay community? Because, Cassie, you were saying that, like, you know, with the hair and the extensions, you weren't like. You didn't feel kind of like you were gay.
Yeah, I remember a good few times being asked in like gay clubs. Well, like say ones where there was either all guys or something like that. It'd be like, honey, are you lost? And you'd just be like, no, I'm kind of here with my friend, but this should totally be cool whether I'm
or like
straight or gay.
Or whatever.
Yeah, the first gay club we went to. Yeah, they're called femmes and things are changing. Like, right. You know, it's...
So did you say that she was too pretty to be gay? Is that a thing?
I think it was a thing. It's definitely changing now.
I know, but like...
Okay.
But
everyone's pretty.
And people just thought you were like a fake one.
Or
just there for the attention. Or
the acrylics, or like just experimenting or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just to...
Carry
bottom.
On, Cassie.
Just to be a bottom.
Yes.
Power bottom.
So do you feel accepted now by the gay community?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I'd still go into some bear clubs in New York and they'd be like, are you lost? You're actually not allowed into some of them.
What's a bear club?
It's just with like loads of lads.
Yeah, they're gay men.
And
but it's a different type of gay.
Because
like,
James Cameron talked to me about bears.
Right.
So, but I thought you were talking about girl bears.
They're like big, massive. No, I don't. I think there's probably girl bears. Big,
is there another snob?
No, I don't know. But I'm just saying there probably is. Right. But in some of the... because when we were in New York, we were there with friends and one of the guys, he wanted to carry on and go out. And he's like, I'm going with them. And you guys, you're not welcome. Basically. But not in a bad way. It's just because like, it's all guys.
Okay, yeah.
Which is totally fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't like places where it's all girls. Is there all girls places?
No. Not that I know of. Not in Dublin. No. Is there in Dublin?
No, probably not.
Is there? Oh my God, there probably is.
What, like one night maybe? Yeah, one night. So there's still guys in there. These places are no guys, or no girls at all. So it's like, Spinster is, there's a few guys. Just because I know, because one of the guys I work with, he comes with me. So I bring the guys. Oops.
I've never been there.
It's
only to the George.
What do you think, the George?
The George is just straight.
Yeah. Are we ruining for you guys? Like, to be fair, I have been to the George one time, and I felt really out of place and unwelcome. Unwelcome in a mean way, but just
I've
I felt out of place.
I've never gotten a kiss in the George.
Have you not?
No,
nothing really happens there.
Right. Except, I feel like dancing and the cracking.
A lot of dancing.
Yeah. A lot of dancing, which is a good place to go because you just go and dance.
Yeah.
Like,
Lady Gaga.
You can't find anywhere else. Yeah.
She's on.
And
she's
Davina
on. Lady
is there.
Gaga's on.
She's there and she's queer. Yeah.
Yeah. And like Davina's there and she's makes me question myself because she's a gorgeous drag queen. And I'm like, what? Don't get it. What am I feeling? She's so amazing.
So in terms of discrimination, have either of you, you were saying that, you know, you go to an all-girls Catholic school, or went to, you're
went
finished
to.
Now, yeah.
Graduated.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you're 18.
Yeah, I've made it.
Digital insert, it's all G.
It's done.
So you were saying that, you know, in your religion class, there was some kind of homophobia undertones.
Yeah, like, right.
What?
2019. Yeah, no, but the teacher thought she deals with it, like,
so,
really
wait,
well.
So, wait, from the
I
teacher or from
them.
Someone in the class?
Someone
in the class.
Both?
Both.
I don't know. No, because the teacher was reading out...
appalling.
Was reading out a tweet or whatever. And the tweet, it was from a rugby player, and he said that...
Oh, is this a rugby player in New Zealand?
Yes.
Yeah. And he okay, said and he's the, been banned. For,
right,
like,
right. He said that been, the, he mentioned that along with, like, others, that gays as well should, like, you know, burn in hell for all eternity.
Well, see so what's my other gays in there? I'll save you a drink at the bar,
Like, so, it'd probably be a really fun place.
Yes. It rings loud.
Yes.
It's hell.
In hell. It's fine.
Yeah,
for sure.
So, but anyway, it just, like, made me really uncomfortable because... fair enough that we all have like our own opinions and like faiths and everything, but if you know that there's a massive dyke, me, like, in the room, because I couldn't be more open, like, with it, with like my fellow classmates, like, it makes me so uncomfortable that, like, you're like, literally
die.
No, like, you're going to hell, but like, I'll still be your friend.
Oh my god,
someone said that to Madison, like, you're going to hell, but I'll still be your friend.
Wow, because I thought, like, I was like all for the generation after us. I was like,
oh,
you know, I could see it happening.
Oh, no,
kind of in our generation. Definitely.
Yes. Well, definitely. Well, it's all down to religion, though. Like, genuinely.
Do people still believe in that?
Like, it's,
is that still a thing?
Well, I don't suppose if you're
well, I think,
that way.
Yeah, like, if you're, and I mean.
But I feel so, like, sorry for people that are, because, like, have your own opinion, you know, like.
But I suppose it's difficult because if you're in an all girls Catholic school and that's what you're being taught every day, like.
There's so much gay.
There's, yeah,
school.
Of course there is.
Oh my God.
But, you know, because, but like, you're that's been drilled in every day. You're going to find it hard to break out of that,
right.
You know, even if you really want to. So I think it'll take, I think your generation is probably definitely better
than
off than
ours,
Cassie's and my generation, but yours, I would imagine, still has a long way to go in terms of like discrimination and homophobia.
I can't wait till there's like no like coming out, like,
or nothing. Exactly.
Out.
Like,
I know.
Do whatever,
like,
whatever you want.
Yeah,
you don't
I
even
probably
explain.
Wouldn't have if I didn't have like a platform, or whatever. Because like I don't need to, like tell people. But like obviously, if I was like out with the girl and people seeing me, like I just had to let them know.
Yeah, but like it's so weird that you do have
that
to let
you
them
do,
know. It's
like God. Yeah, I know.
You know, it
and
should be
from
fluid.
For,
essentially,
for, you shouldn't have to make some kind of step. Like I never had to come out as straight.
I know.
Right. So. You know, and in terms of that, like, you know, your I don't want to say your title because you don't announce yourself as lesbian Cassie Stokes, but like, what do you like to be? If someone has to, if there's an occasion where someone has to refer to your sexual orientation for whatever reason, gay,
lesbian,
does it matter?
I don't
to
like.
You?
I don't actually like dyke.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that?
No.
Oh, you're calling yourself that as a laugh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I hate that. I was
do
like,
you?
Oh, is
yeah.
that? Do some
no,
people
no.
use that?
No, God, no. Like, okay. I'd say it like as a joke.
Okay, good.
No, yeah, I'd never be like, I'm a dyke.
Yeah.
Okay. They're like,
yes, hi, I'm a dyke.
No.
Is that what you say now?
They're like
okay.
butch vibes, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like I'm in, like, in prison and saying that, like, I'm just in the back. I'm a dyke.
So you're kind of referring to yourself in a like, semi ironic way.
No, I just say, like, I'm gay.
Okay. Yeah. So when you're saying dyke, it's in a completely jokey way, and dyke would be. I would imagine I would I don't know, as I'm not gay, but like I would imagine that dyke would have been
it's a homophobic
insult.
Slur.
Yeah,
like I would have always
well, so
pretty much.
It.
I was like, I was like, no, I don't think that's okay, guys.
No.
Good. Glad
I was really
cleared
nervous.
That up.
I was like, is that? Can we say that now? Okay.
Lesbian,
so,
or gay, or when you just say you're gay, then people put two and two together, which equals a lesbian. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're
a
lesbian.
You would hope.
It's like. That's just the way
quick
it is.
Quick So terminology, we briefly touched on some of the terms, so like you know, butch and femme and that kind of thing. Is that it? Is there more to it than that? Do you have lots of
I don't know any.
There's,
like,
you know, pillow princess.
Oh, when they just keep their head down and they don't. No, on the pillow. They just don't do anything.
Is that is a pillow princess? Someone
queen?
Never
is it not a pillow queen
that.
Where
no,
they literally just don't do anything?
And you
just keep their head in the pillow. No,
and
I haven't heard
so
that.
Is it someone that just does no work?
No, I've heard that. Yeah, it's someone that, well, just doesn't essentially do like a power
and
bottom,
is that,
yeah, pretty much.
Is just, that restricted to just lesbians? Because I'm pretty sure I have been right before. I'm pretty sure there's been occasions where
across like people that are like pillow princesses, though, because like, why wouldn't you want to give
something?
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah. Right.
It's, yeah, it's a two-way there. Street by
yeah,
all accounts.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And
come on,
so
Miss Dom.
Pillow princess. And okay, so top and bottom, we've touched on that already. Pillow princess. Anything else? Is there anything that I'm completely unaware of that?
I don't know. No, I think you've again.
There's like literally one in the back of my mind.
It'll come back to you.
As far as I know, that's all there is.
Okay.
That's all there
You're
is.
Like, I hope that's all
I'm
there
like,
is.
That's all there is, but Madison, to be continued, yeah, tell
TBC.
Me more.
yeah, and so do you guys ever get asked questions that annoy you by anyone but straight people?
Well, actually, when you were asking about the acceptance, like at the start, when I first like came out, no one believed me and everything. Like it was just like, oh, like you're just experimenting.
It's a phase.
It's a phase, like the whole bi thing or whatever, that like the stereotypes around like being bi. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like to even think, like first, like why do you even have an opinion on mine and why do you care? Like
why does
what
it
I
matter?
Am? Yeah. And also to think that people didn't find like me gay, like all I talk about is women.
Really?
All I talk about, like literally, like it's so weird to think, like obviously don't know me if you don't think.
If you, yeah, okay. Gay.
You're crazy. But anyway, now I feel like I'm accepted, I guess. But like everyone, I was actually going to ask, because everyone's around, like around me is like, gay. A lot of people are gay. Like all of my friends.
Yeah,
so
see,
I just the different
okay, so
my
the
generation.
So
I'm just
so all right. My friends and it like I know people obviously girls who are gay and lesbians and gay whatever. And they who came the ones who came out when they were younger. So let's say around 18 in that age.
Yeah.
They would have a big massive group of lesbians. They'd know every lesbian in Ireland pretty
cult,
much.
Yeah,
yeah exactly. Okay. Whereas me as a 25-year-old and others who are like 25, 30. Would like all my friends are ones from school, they're all straight as far as I know.
Yeah.
And now I kind of have a few outside of, but that's just through, oh, you have to meet my friend who's gay and then you guys can kind of hang out.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of like that. So now I know a few people who are in that.
So like, do you feel like if you had immersed yourself in kind of gay culture from Madison's age that you would have more of a
definitely
kind of,
which is something I'm always like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool, like that they have a massive group, but then again they've all been pretty much with each other, so like,
yeah,
this group
no,
of everybody
TTT. Yeah no no true
been with so there's other. A lot of cross pollination
because like yeah because, oh, yeah. because like yeah
does that happen okay we won't yeah. go into it too
no,
much
but especially being in an friends. All-girl school like a night out like I've yeah you get passed around.
Oh, okay.
You get passed around.
Period.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so grateful that I'm not in school anymore. I can't cope. Well,
there was like one. There was one gay girl, openly gay girl, in our school.
Was she both? She definitely had her hair cut.
She was, and you know what? People, everyone knew in every year, and this is like a school of about let's say 700 people, and it was an all-girls Catholic school,
good for her.
And everyone knew exactly. And I'm like, oh my, like fair play to her for having
that's the, brave.
It's so brave because I remember hearing stories. I think she was in my sister's year or the year below, about people like writing notes and writing joke love letters to her and things like that.
Aww, that's so mean.
And like how awful.
That's
you know what
so
I mean?
Awful.
And how brave of her to actually be like, I don't even think people would get changed in front of her in the school. You know, it was all that kind of stuff was going on.
Yeah, that thing, like, just because I'm a lesbian, you think that.
I know. Are you into me?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I am not.
Yeah,
right, that's right. Okay. So that's like, that's obviously like a myth. Like, I definitely fancy you just because you're female.
Like, right.
That's so bizarre.
Like, you don't go on like that with boys, though.
No,
because boys
not.
Are straight and into you, but they don't
they
like
might
a whole
like
group.
You.
Like, we all have different types. Yeah,
of course.
Completely. And that kind of does, that does happen. And I remember it happening in Toronto, like, with the straight girl. And she was like, you know, basically saying, well, you know, I'm interested in trying. And so I was expected to be like, okay,
cool.
Like, but I don't like I don't like you like that. You know,
so it's
just
like you're like a little sex doll.
Yeah, like, it's great. That's great and all and amazing. Yeah. And okay, maybe after a few drinks, totally. But like,
right, no, same. I was going to be like, okay, fine.
Yeah, so like, I can have a little bit longer. We'll see.
So someone approached you and was like,
I was like a friend of a friend. And they had said it to their friend. Like, you know, I would if I was going to. like people okay. said I'd probably be I hate that if I and was, it was
so they like, just yeah, assumed that you'd yeah. be like yeah cool yeah, great. I'm gay so that means I'll do it with anybody
come
yeah.
on let's go
that's right. insane I would like that's
depends
just
out. I mean I probably
no look if, yeah, like, if they were okay listen like depends don't on the person wrong. If they're right. really hot you're gonna be like yeah mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah but you're gonna stand your ground right. first and be like oh, you can't just expect me to be with you just because I'm gay
you have to fake outrage and then
yeah you have to be like
but like defo have loads of straight friends and all. Like, I kind of just said that. Like, I didn't. I have loads of gays. But loads of gays
both,
around.
Which is good. Yeah.
Yeah, me. But they're just, like, even if, like, the straights, like, they love an out experiment, you know, what can you do? I'll be there. Like, if you want to, fine, I'll hold your hand. That's fine.
I love how you're calling the straight. That's my favorite thing ever. I'm going to start referring to me, myself, as I'm part of the straights.
Yeah, I'm one of the straights, actually. Sounds like, no crack, you need to come over this side.
Convert.
So then I was looking online and this is, I should not have gone online for this, but I came across this term, lesbian bed death.
And, I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is. You're
Madison
too young.
Doesn't know what it is.
Yeah,
I was looking at it and I was like, yeah, and I was like, okay, lesbian bed death, just take away the word lesbian and that happens to every other couple that's in a long-term relationship. You eventually just...
Yeah, but I think sometimes it happens quicker. Like just the way they moved in quickly. So it's like U-Haul, then U-Haul the fuck out of here. Fuck, sorry.
No, it's like you're saying like you're losing interest. Bed death.
Yeah, yeah. So lesbian bed death is like... You don't do anything. You come to a point where you're not having sex anymore.
Every couple? Well, no, not...
That's what I mean.
So why is it lesbian?
So do you is it because... Yeah, do you think it's because maybe gay girls get there
maybe
faster?
Maybe you can become friends quicker.
Okay.
Because you're girls, like we said, and you already have this kind of friendship thing. That's how you move in quicker. And then when that happens, you could kind of stay there for longer because...
So it kind of stagnates and you become roommates instead of like... People who have sex all the time.
Yeah.
So are you saying that they stay together in like the bed death or whatever? Because like if it was getting boring, then your mama's out.
You're out.
Yeah.
Madison has
Mama, no stay around time. For a little bit. She's back in her. She's back
you
in her
have
bags.
No time for that shit. You're like, bye.
Because if you're not like compatible, like in the bedroom, then yawn.
They're just so wise.
Yawn.
At 18. That's 18.
I know, yeah.
Wait until you're 31. You'll be like, oh, I'll stick around for another few months. We'll see what happens.
So, Madison, talk to you about movies. Because we were talking about Carol earlier on, and I was told that it was a gay movie. And up until this point, I thought it was just a movie that happened to, you know.
No, we're claiming it.
That's totally fine. I'm on board.
That you want to watch.
There's like, literally, on Netflix, it's like LGBT genre.
Oh, yeah, no, I've scrolled. I've seen that. It's gross.
But it's gross.
Did you just say it? I thought you said it was gross. I was like, why?
I like it.
No, I don't know what I said there. Sorry, wasn't it gross?
There's some certain movies that you definitely go to.
Oh, my God, but have you seen, like, Blue is the Warmest Color? That was probably the first.
Yeah, okay, that was the first one.
What's it called?
Run. Blue is the Warmest Color.
Yeah, and you know what? I watched it recently again, and I was like, wow, but it was, I think it was out
no beautiful acting.
Yeah,
right.
Like amazing, both of them gorgeous.
And like lovely, like coming of age and everything. But the sex scene is probably the scariest thing I've ever watched, like nightmares. And it's like a half an hour.
What?
Half an hour long.
What happens in the sex scene?
Sloppy, 69, and I couldn't breathe watching it. Yeah, I couldn't, like, I really couldn't. I was hiding under the covers. Help! I don't want to be gay anymore. I can
I want
back.
To opt out.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Out of this.
Yeah.
And what
it's intense.
There,
you need to watch it.
Disobedience.
Okay.
Rachel Weisz, top me. Yes. Oh my God. Like I actually. Okay. She has a strap. She has her strap on.
Rachel actually. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. She has it on right now, and she's under the table. Rachel.
Rachel, if you're listening, there's some interest here.
You love Rachel Weisz.
I love her so much. The last day of school, there's like a dress up day, Catholic school.
This is
keep
really
in mind.
Great. Yeah.
And I said, I'm James Bond, period. And I ordered the Rachel Weisz cardboard cutout and came in. And they were like, what are you dressed up as? And I said, her husband. And I was like dragging her along the halls. Yeah. No, fully.
So cool.
See, that is. Yeah. This is.
And like you, I love how you were like, I'm not just going to get the cardboard cutout and go as her wife. I'm going to commit to the role. Because
I'm the baby.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Okay, Actually, go look on her Instagram. It's really, I was
thank
like,
you so much.
This person is so brilliant. Yeah, I love this. Yeah. I'm like, I feel like I would have loved to be that at 18, being like so open.
No, but everyone, oh my God, no, but like the straights, like they were fully like, they were like, no, like I'm, who is Rachel Weisz? Like I'm so scared. Yeah.
I'm so scared of what this
take
is.
A look. Yeah, no, she's elegance.
And that movie is quite incredible.
Is it?
the sexiness.
Okay, like in a good way. Can't
yeah.
breathe.
Okay. Yeah, because I loved how they didn't take off their clothes or anything.
Yeah.
Which, like, okay, would have liked to see, obviously. But it's Rachel McAdams and Rachel Weisz. Okay. But so simple.
It was yet. Done really well. Like, I yeah. didn't really... This sounds terrible. Yeah. I didn't see the rest of the movie. I was like,
you're a liar.
Told me
you
about
told
it.
Me.
Well,
it was
I saw
good.
Most of it. I was like, boring, boring, boring. I get the gist. And then right. I was just like, yeah, Cassie's DVD, I was like, I wanted to go to the part.
That one yeah. part.
Yeah, I forget
and
what
she,
it was.
She got to the part.
And I got to the part, and I was like, and I got the context of everything, but there was such an amazing build up in that yeah. part that I was like, I actually didn't.
Can I give you a spoiler?
Yeah, I'll take the spoiler.
Rachel Weisz spits in Rachel McAdams' mouth.
Your face, Ashling's face, and is like
to be honest, I'm really like I'm very open to whatever anyone wants to do ever. That I wasn't expecting. That's why I got right. I had that little
yeah,
facial
no, but Academy people, and reaction. Award I just wasn't winner.
Expecting okay,
it. But, I would like to see it.
Yeah, 100%
Academy Award winning.
But a lot of people since have kind of like talked about that in the way that we talk about like scissoring. They've been like, no, lesbians don't spit into each other's mouths, and I was like. I mean, I thought the series
was
harsh.
Yeah,
I was like,
so
I'm willing to try
hard.
It.
Can
yeah,
I, it was can, so I, can we, is spitting into each other's mouths a thing?
Well, it's not. It's not just
be,
a lesbian thing.
I don't think it's a lesbian thing.
Think,
I
yeah, yeah.
Could be
like
both.
Lesbians as
I've
a
never
whole,
seen,
like,
I've never
no,
I actually
I
never
haven't.
Seen it.
But like if somebody was like spitting, I mean,
like
I wouldn't just close it.
I'm confused.
Like fine.
I have to say, I like in my limited experience, I've never had someone spit in my mouth.
I hope it's Rachel Weisz.
I know, but
if she yeah.
if anyone was going to spit in my mouth,
whoever's
I would hope.
Spitting in my mouth, they're topping me.
Okay,
and I am the and princess.
I'm like, and
I'm playing
so,
the role.
Hold, so the topping thing, do you, obviously you swap around.
Do you?
Well,
or
yeah.
Do you?
No, I wouldn't just say that I'm.
Because I think I'd be both.
Top. I'd be both.
Okay.
But are I've there, only ever, like, the girls strict... that I've been with are, like, bottoms, though. So I'm like, I'm the man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the man.
Because I when boxes. I was talking to James, sorry. He was saying that he was verse, which is, like...
Verse, exactly. Verse. I was trying to think. It's just the...
It's both. Just, like, oh, either yeah. either top or bottom.
Got it.
Come on, Cassie.
So, and he was saying that...
Wake up.
Wake up. Get with the time. God, I'm going to be so terrible on this dating scene. I'm going to be like, I think I'm verse.
That's what they're saying.
But yeah, but that I actually forgot the term. But yeah, verse. Yeah, for sure.
He was saying that, like, people put that in their bios on Grindr and stuff.
Oh. Some people only first. Like a certain like a bottom and then a whatever. Yeah. But it depends on
for girls. Like maybe it's a bit different. Like I know for guys, if you meet and you're both tops, it just doesn't work.
Yeah,
like
that's
it
if
can't
you're both
go
like
any further.
Strict tops.
Yeah, if you're like,
tops exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It can't go any further. Which I was like,
yeah,
no, it's so sad. Whereas I think it's girls.
Please.
It's kind of like fine.
And like, could you convince? Could you be like, look, I know you're a bottom, but just. Get it in there or no or do you just let them
with girls I don't think I think everyone would swap right even those pillow princesses pillow queens
yeah,
they get up and do something
just get off those acrylics and let's go to town
oh my god go to town after the acrylic removal
right.
Thank you so much.
Ouch.
So the movies and what about things like so you said that you watched Orange is the New Black and
right.
there's obviously lots of lesbian action
yeah
in that.
Taylor Schilling's so hot do you
she,
like her
she is my
Laura
favorite.
Prepon is really hot but she's a Scientologist in real life and
oh
no
is
ma'am.
She
yeah
not
riddled
okay.
oh my
no,
god
no my god
hobby,
riddled
Laura.
With Scientology
yeah. no but like she's so hot though
get
it's the black hair yeah
no
so
like
I
top
I,
yeah,
I,
do
I
like
quite like her
I'm sorry too. Is anyone you don't like
oh my god and also Natasha Lyonne you know the ginger she's
oh she's in that Russian
yeah,
doll
you know?
Thing.
Yeah,
yes,
she's
yes.
straight.
Right, I know. And she's
I love that.
So
we producer Cassie chimes
producer
up.
Producer Cassie says,
no,
she's Natasha Lyonne is straight.
What? I know.
I can't believe she's straight.
She
no way.
Is something else.
Please.
And like,
I'm
why can't
straight until
she
finds
talking.
The right girl?
Right.
Okay.
Until she finds the right girl.
Until she finds
the
right
girl.
Yeah, so producer Cassie has chimed in and said, I think she's married. And Cassie's like, no, until she finds the right woman. Which I suspect might be
But she's been in lesbian movies. It's me.
It's I think it might period. Be.
But she's been in lesbian movies since like the 90s. She was in But I'm a Cheerleader about the gay conversion camp with RuPaul.
Oh, I'm sure.
My God.
Sorry. I
homophobia.
I got with
it's
it.
It's Cassie.
I don't think we could call that homophobia.
Just because I haven't seen all the lesbian films, okay?
Is there, like, Cassie obviously, like, is there some
What's
kind
your
of
favorite?
Gay college that Cassie hasn't graduated from?
Yeah, I don't think I have. I think you can't get back in when you're 25.
Okay.
They just kind of go,
you. You're
figure
like,
it out.
No mature students welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'd like to know your favorite one.
I did really like Disobedience. like, even though, you know, I got the gist of the story, right. kind of watched my, I watched yeah. a decent amount of it, but
right.
sex scene was incredible. Yeah. And I do like, and everyone slags me for it, oh, below her mouth.
Oh, no! No!
I don't like some of the things in it, okay. but I like the
sex
story.
Scene's really hot, though.
I like the story about it.
Without her little plastic belly.
No, see, yeah. I was I was intimidated by that. I really? Was like, yeah, I thought the sex scene was not... Like,
well,
I was
usually, like you'd put it on in the room and it was just in those boxers of hers. Because when she took it out, I was like, I'm scared because I didn't know if it was real.
Yeah, see,
I was like, well,
so aside from that stuff, right. like, I was like, I actually really did like it. I guess because also I lived in Toronto and I was like, there's Toronto.
Oh, you had a connection.
Local. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, local. Yeah. Local. Yeah, yeah. But I'd say disobedience has
and
to be.
What about, because I was asking Madison about this earlier, the L word. And Madison,
oh my God, I love the L word.
No, okay, so Madison was like, I'm too old or too young for it. And I was like, that cuts me deep. But,
oh my God, it's so good.
I watched every series.
I will watch it.
And I really enjoyed it. And,
yeah, it's good.
I do think, though, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, because I probably am, it seemed... as though it kind of portrayed one version of gay life. Like it didn't, because they're all friends and they're all gay. Right. Like the way you're saying, you know, lots of your friends are gay, lots of your friends aren't.
Yeah.
It kind of showed the what happens when all of your friends yeah. and your entire social
all,
community.
Are they all lesbians?
Yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
Then, like, yeah. One of them was and not, then she became
no, but
one.
I'm not in a group of like lesbians. Like there's a few boys, there's gays, there's yeah. like, there's not, I'm not in a group of like
okay.
lesbians.
So these were all like, these were pretty much just
pride.
All gay girls. And like, yeah. there was, you know, there was a couple of like all of the main characters are gay.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of like auxiliary characters right. that aren't, but for the most part they're all gay. And it's so I think it kind of narrowed my view of gay girls, you yeah. know, whereas I think which is why I didn't want to take too much from it, as in I didn't want to be like, okay,
this is what it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I could sense that with my limited knowledge on the subject, I could still sense that it wasn't necessarily representative. But I did love it. Did you?
I really liked it.
Did
yeah.
you?
I loved it. Yeah. You
Who
was
your favorite character?
Dana, and when she.
Oh,
if you have, I'm
oh
not
my God,
gonna tell you.
No, don't do the spoiler. Don't do the spoiler. Do not do that spoiler.
If anyone's seen it,
with the man.
No, no, just I loved it,
Dana.
And I found it hard to watch. Like, you know, a few series in, okay. I watched the first few series because I loved it so much.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is really good, and also I was like, maybe I'm gay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
watching
those
while you were watching it. You were like, I really enjoy
gay.
It.
Yeah. yeah, I like couldn't like I right. wait to get home
and
to watch
can
it.
I ask,
like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you when you say you liked Dana? Did you fancy her? Was she your
yeah?
Like,
I think she
would have
been
of the girls.
Yeah, she would have
okay.
been.
Because
yeah.
I feel like Bette was mine.
Oh,
yeah, the one that's played by what's your woman? She's the Flashdance girl.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
what's
about.
Her name?
But don't know the name.
She had top or bottom?
Oh, top. I think. Yeah.
Ashling is a bottom.
Yeah, yeah. You can confirm.
She just came out.
I've seen your nails.
Yeah, she has
sorry,
a girl
nails. No, they're my real nails.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Ow.
Do not insult these. These are my natural nails.
Wow.
They're not appropriate for a top, though. So,
right.
You know,
that's not gonna work.
But yeah, Bette was. I just found her really attractive, and I actually really liked her relationship with her wife.
Yeah.
I thought they had a really cool thing going on. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was a great show. I watched it all. But again, I did come to the end of it and think, I don't think I should use this is lesbianism Bible.
Yeah,
do
I don't think
mean?
Anything is, really.
Yeah. Okay.
And, like,
but even when you're watching straight movies, like, it's all so cliche. Like, it's just so, right, like, I don't feel like I can really, like, relate to a character, but obviously, like, I don't have that much to choose from, like a lesbian cellmate from Disney Black, and then like below her, like, you know, so there's obviously not that much like lesbian movies to pick from.
So
like,
you don't have a lesbian cellmate,
right?
No,
no
one to
I
kind of
not.
Relate to.
Right. So, okay. it's the same for anyone watching. Like, I don't know if they. Well, no, I feel never mind. I take it back.
You're like, no,
because actually, loads of people can relate to like if there's like a nerd that's being played in like a coming of age. Then like,
okay,
yeah, but
okay,
I really
yeah.
I haven't seen myself like represented in.
In any, yeah, because I was going to ask, I was like, you know, when I was 18, like, everyone always asks if there was someone that you could look up to or relate to,
right.
Do you think you would have come out then? And I was like, I don't know, maybe, but again, it was only Ellen, and who I absolutely adore, I think she's
love
brilliant.
Her, yeah.
But I was like,
but you can't,
that's
you
not,
couldn't directly relate to
exactly.
her.
Exactly,
yeah.
I was like, and then all the other stereotypes where it's like, you play sport, you wear Doc Martens,
okay,
you
me.
Short
yeah.
hair,
yeah.
Madison.
My doc's wrong.
You know, it was all those kind of things, I was like, Like, I guess I play sport, yeah. But like,
I'm surely like there's lots of women who have short hair, play sport, wear Doc Martens, and they're straight. Are straight.
Oh,
like,
listen,
you know,
yeah, I know. It's such a funny thing. Everyone thinks that every woman pretty much in sport. Oh my is god, gay, yeah. The march.
In fourth year, I was trying to see if this girl was gay. Yeah. And I like said it to her like, no, it's so funny. But I was like looking through her Instagram, getting all the gays. I was like, let's go, lesbians, right? And like looking through, and she was wearing like a Czech shirt, and I was like, has to be gay, girls, has to be gay.
Okay, so no, Czech fully. Shirts, isn't it?
Check shirt. Okay. Like, she wasn't.
Okay. Yeah, right.
But
okay.
Anyway, I'm just insane.
And so you're like you're gay there. Check shirt. Do you guys have gaydar? Like,
yeah, definitely.
Absolutely don't. Mine is on the blink.
Definitely shocking. Cassie's just shocking.
Poor Cassie's getting it.
My gaydar is very good. Madison, am I gay?
Yes.
We can confirm.
She's a top. I'm scared.
This is Cassie's live Instagram storying this beautiful moment.
So what were you talking about?
Gaydar. Gaydar, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Does anyone have it really?
No, mine's there. Oh, Thomas, my best friend, has one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. When we first, like, met up with each other, he goes, and you're a lesbian. Like, and that was just that. But we didn't actually, like, know each other. We knew each other from social media. He does videos.
So he just
and
knew.
And we literally met up, and I was it like 16, 15, but like before I came out or anything. Okay. And then I came out as bi and he was like, you're a liar. Yeah, and he goes, lesbian, like
that's
from
so
the
funny.
Get-go. And
he had
was
that
he
label
wrong?
On you.
The answer is
no. He was not wrong.
He was right.
And period. Because I was talking about this recently. Someone was like, who was the first person you actually told you were gay? And I was like, actually, right. It was my gay best friend in Toronto. There I used to go. Always love going to Church Street, which was, we had a street in Toronto
Take
instead of just the George.
Church.
Wow. It was like
whole
a full
street?
Street of gay bars.
No way.
And yes, yeah,
I
really
go.
Need to go over there. And for Pride is like the best thing ever. So I hung out with him and I'd always want to go. I'd be like, yeah, let's drink two bottles of wine each and definitely head down there. And I was so into it. I was like, this is brilliant. Lesbians are so cool and all this is so great and totally cool with it. And then when I told him, I was like, Aaron, I remember it was probably like 5 a.m, we just left somewhere and we were just sitting on a step, kind of waiting for our taxi, I guess. And we were like, I was like, I think I'm like into girls. He was like, yes, I know you are. I fucking know you are.
Lesbians
like,
are cool.
Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like, I know you're lesbian.
Right. It's so obvious to someone else and yet you're still like, maybe, I think I might be.
I don't know.
He's like, well, you obviously are. You mad scone.
Yeah, he's just like all you've been doing is talking to them all night and not talking in a way where it's like, hey,
hey,
totally cool. Not that if you talk
let's
with them,
not,
yeah,
that's
it was more than like, listen, you can talk to lesbians in a certain way. I was talking to them in a different way, like, what could this be? So it was, he knew. So
it's
like,
definitely the way like I talked about like
girls.
Or like actresses or whatever. Because I love a good middle-aged woman. Like I've talked about, no. Like, but then,
oh my God, no, please, don't
me
tell me
scared.
What you think middle-aged is.
I was just about to say, can you
do
control
not,
yourself around me?
No,
do not name any names. Because if you name someone who's 35, I am leaving.
No,
oh
not
my God.
Even. But like, but
Miley
actresses.
Cyrus.
No, but like, actresses though that like, even like Kate Blanchett, Rachel Weisz, they're all in their 40s. Like, yes, ma'am. Like,
that's
I
not middle
like
age.
Is it not? What is? That,
depends
no,
if you're
not.
Living to your
age. It depends on what age you are. Middle age to me is like 70 now.
Does it?
No,
jeez.
Not really.
I agree though with that. Like, there's
I know
so
what you mean.
Many. Yeah, like nowadays, I'd kind of look at women in their 40s and be like, wow. Rather than.
But
women
I'd actually
in their 30s.
Shit the cacks though.
Oh,
if somebody
I see.
Older
okay.
Tried to talk to me.
Like,
yeah.
Well, I'd be totally fine. So don't talk to Madison. You can come talk to me.
No, but I'm fully.
Cassie's on for
it. Like, no, I'm fully like, I'm a top. But no, I'm going to have somebody like, I actually shit the cacks.
Really?
Shit the cacks. Is that a lesbian term for shit yourself?
Shit the cacks is actually something I haven't used for many years. But thanks for bringing it back to my vocab. I really appreciate it. So yeah, we're gonna have to like, although I would like this conversation to last for 4 more hours.
This is so good. Didn't I tell you?
Oh
I was
my
like,
gosh!
You know,
so
get Madison
fun.
Involved
Cassie,
in this.
Yeah, Cassie, really, because I've known Cassie for a long time. We've known each other since we were middle aged. When I asked Cassie to come on, she was like, "Oh my God, get Madison too!" And I just thought it was a super
Cassie's
idea
mind.
Because. Yeah. You know, again, two age perspectives, two kind of generational perspectives almost. And
cover
it's
all the bases. And I knew I wouldn't have enough information. Like, what's
well, I mean,
verse,
you
all
have,
these other kind of...
You
I have enough
your,
information.
You have your experience, which is what I wanted. And you have your experience, which is what I wanted as well. So
thank you.
Thank you both so much. I really, really appreciate you coming on. Madison, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Madison Cawley, YouTube, to smutty things.
You're on the internet.
I'm everywhere.
You're there.
Search me up on Google.
People can find you on the telly.
In the George.
On the telly.
With me. George. Yeah. We'll be in the George.
People can find Cassie in the George, on telly, eating pizza.
Yeah.
Inevitably.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Yes.
So thank you so much, guys.
And no problem.
Thank you, other Cassie. Everyone in my life is Cassie at the moment. And thank you, Tall Tales, for this fab studio. And thank you to anyone who supports the podcast.
And the gays.
And yes, the gays.
Gays.
Support. So two things that you need to support this week. Podcasts, gays, done.
Yes.
So until next week, thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, have fun. Goodbye.
Yes, bye. Enjoy Pride Month. To sleep.